Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? What an eventful motherfucking day. So went to go and smoke some crack, you know, with my homeboy Mike and Polly. And, well, there was threats of Walmart being bombed. I met a female alien. I'm sure I probably met other female aliens, but they weren't acknowledging it. This one, she's trying to be, you know, or demand my brand, and she was very upfront about that. She knew almost everything about my life, slipped up so many times talking about my children, what my son looked like, wanted to know my blood type. I'm surprised she didn't know that, but I'm pretty sure that, well, my team has fucked my records royally. Thank you. I know that they have because, well, my driver's license says that I have shitty brown eyes. And, well, since everybody thinks I'm full of shit, it's kind of fitting. So, yeah. I don't understand blood types, but I do understand that robots or aliens need blood transfusions to function, I guess. I don't understand the whole process of it. I'm not an alien doctor. I'm not a robot doctor. But I do know that, you know, when you go in with a cyborg core and the doctor tells you that his platelets are down and you ask her why and she doesn't have a response and she's got to ask her husband, most doctors should be knowledgeable about blood platelets. Clearly, the blood is being absorbed in their own body, whereas humans, we replenish it. We make it constantly. They have to get it put back into them. Eric goes and gets his blood drawn an awful lot. This gal, Alex, robot spotting's for 100, Alex. Is everybody around me a fucking alien robot? I don't know. Are they nice? Are they mean? This one came off very sweet, very kind, but she definitely wanted to be me. She referenced herself as a boss ass bitch, and who knows? You know what? She might be. She got a nice ass. Kudos to whoever, you know, created that ass. But she was also very nervous and weary and was very upfront about, you're intimidating. I wasn't even near her. I was not even speaking to her. And when I did speak to her, it was, oh, where are you from? You know, what do you do? Typical approaching questions upon meeting somebody. But it was also very obvious that she wanted me to speak to her because she started talking about Las Vegas boisterously. And, well, of course, you know, I know Vegas misses me. You know, I know that they had all those little radio comments, or what do they call them, speaker comments upon me leaving there. But it's not my fault that everybody in the world hit skip ads, okay, you guys? Anyways, so Vegas, you know, missed me, so they came to me, or whatever. It was literally back when I got into the shelter that I literally thought I saw, like, a falling star. But I was like, that's too big to be a falling star. So, like, I'm thinking about going out tomorrow on a journey walk and seeing if I can find this fucking UFO. But aliens are here, y'all. I gave them a little pep talk over on LinkedIn today. You know, I do inspire and empower all walks of life, and they are, in fact, life. They are a form of life, alien life forms. Be kind to us, and we'll be kind to you. It's real simple. Don't come onto or into our planet and kill our people for parts, blood, whatever. We have donation centers for that. Or you can wait till somebody passes on. Well, I guess we can't pass on now. Technology has come so far that we can live forever. But wait till somebody. I know there's going to be people that are going to say, you know what? I don't want to live forever. And I think our people will respect that, you know, and probably let them pass. So wait till somebody legitly passes on, then take their blood. You will not come to our country and kill us for your survival. Like, we didn't come to your planet and, and expect you to give up your culture and your body parts for survival. And if Trump did, well, y'all failed because you didn't give him a brain, you didn't give him a heart, and you definitely didn't give him a soul. I mean, he's got plenty of fucking souls that he took, but trust and believe those are gonna be there to haunt him forever. You didn't even give him any pussy because he came back and has been raping our children. So you guys didn't provide for Trump, even if Trump went there and demanded things. So if you're here with our earthlings, respect. Extend an olive branch. Help them. I mean, Trump was over here trying to say we need a population control and start killing our people and feeding them to us. And he was actually replacing humans with aliens and foreigners and robots. That's not population control, fucking idiots. That's letting others invade what we worked hard for. And listen, I'm about sharing and caring. I don't mind that they're here, but you will respect what we have built this land for. Love, kindness, freedom. And if you can't, you just heard our technology has come so fucking far that we can survive forever. We know you guys came here because you want to thrive. So, I mean, you can take our technology. We're gonna offer our criminal hackers first. That way they can go and drain your bank accounts instead of ours. Because, well, they kind of made us destitute here. So you guys don't get to come and take our homes. If you have a home, offer it. Because that's what this world and everything that I work so hard for is to bring kindness and freedom back to our country. You're more than welcome to stay here. Be kind. And trust and believe that once this hits international headlines, people are going to be so skeptical that I don't think you're going to be able to get much past people once I've woke them up. So, welcome. Glad to have you. I always thought I'd be afraid of aliens. It turns out they're afraid of me. And there's really no need to be afraid of me. I'm cool as long as you're cool to me. I'll be your best friend. I will fucking help you. But ask around. You don't want to play Mattel Hell. Go ahead. I know some of you came here with the idea of, well, we're going to take her out. Take me out. They can remake me. And hey, technology has come so far, but they did say that they can't replicate the human mind. Well, truth be told, I don't think it's going to be that hard to replicate the human mind when they realize that it's all common sense. So it wasn't common enough, though. So, I mean, I don't know that they really can't. I mean, it's not going to be that hard to replicate me in my mind because it's all real simple stuff. But, I mean, if empathy is so lost upon any of us, aliens, clones, bots, thoughts, whatever. Well, sorry about your bad luck, But hey, it is what it is. Robots, on the other hand, I don't know that I can empower that. If it's a cyborg, possibly because it's still partially human. If robots were made differently than what I've encountered, then sure, yeah. Stay. Fuck. Clean our house. Pay our way. No, I don't know. No, really, because I mean, you guys are just machines. I mean, machines have been helping us with things for the longest time now. Like, my math sucks because I never knew how to add because calculators always did it for me. Or, Google has been amazing. I would have never ever fucking known that I was this amazing fucking person had Google not told me. So technology is amazing, but I don't know. So, first off, dear aliens, I understand my shit's all over the internet. When you speak with my kids, that's my heart, that's my soul, that's everything I've done is for them. And I know I'm the target. And I know I have a mini me. and you step near her on any level of harm, karma's charm will be the real harm. Never, ever bring up my kids. I even told my so-called drug evaluator, she wanted to know when my drug addiction affected my mothering. My drug addiction didn't affect my mothering because I was away from my children when I started my drug addiction. And so that has nothing to do with my children. All that was doing was setting me up to look like a bad mom. Well, hey, I own that. But drugs don't make people bad mothers or bad fathers. Society did that. The government did that by telling people you can't do it and you have to hide with it. All because they couldn't tax it. Nonetheless, my blood type is also not your business. I don't know what it is. And I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to be told what it is because I'd be stupid enough to slip it out while I was drunk. And, well, I know that my team has already falsified some of my records. But then again, we got 500 people out here trying to be me. Probably more at this point. So good luck figuring out what my blood type is. But one thing you can't do, honey, alien, clone, bot, thought, pigeon, whatever. You may have read up a lot on me. But you cannot touch this brand. You can be a boss-ass bitch. I encourage that. Be a boss-ass alien bitch. Do it. Go big and go home. Get it? Go home. Phone home. No, I'm just kidding. You can stay, Alex. But also, she was with a gentleman who was pretty cocky. First of all, stay in your lane, buddy. I'm aware that they want my babies and my embryos. Well, I thought about it, and these are fucking dedicated to my BBC king, Ace Michaels. It's my husband. You know, I didn't know if I really wanted a kid. I don't know. I still got to think about it. You know, I don't know. Maybe my kids might want another little brother or sister. And maybe we'll discuss selling the embryos then. But that's between me and my family and whether we choose to do that. But until then, my blood type, my eggs, nothing is up for discussion. At all. And for the record, your little alien boyfriend, he white. So apparently he didn't read that memo. I don't fuck with white boys. Even if they did in vitro. No. Your cocky little arrogant fucking attitude? No bueno. Telling me, oh, well, companions are whores and I'm asking you a simple question about caregivers? Bitch. Don't make me make you Bubba's whore. You got a crush on your girlfriend? Keep it that way. Stay out of my lane. If you get asked a fucking question by me, answer it fucking politely. You want to call a girl a whore? You better be saying it in a funny manner where everybody's laughing. Not directing it at me. You didn't think I didn't hear your little fucking conversations when you didn't think I was listening? Bitch, I will never support Trump. You think you can scare me with your words? You ain't the first and you won't be the last. Your girlfriend, alien girlfriend, she liked me. She couldn't wait for you to leave. Matter of fact, she wanted to know if I had a car. She gave me your number. I mean, I'm sure there's an agenda, possibly, but if some of these arrogant fucks could learn to, I don't know, dial it back, not think that their cockiness is going to get them a piece of ass, I don't know, you might get a little bit further, even if you are an alien. You might have come onto this planet and thought, I'm going to act like some of these douchebags here. Well, these aren't men here. These are bots that fucking Trump brought in. You want to act like them, you'll end up like them. Show some respect to any woman, whether she's in a crack house or she's in the White House. You better fucking know your place. And I know I'm sounding cocky and arrogant right now, and I have every right to. I don't quite understand how some people
No, I got Trump bunked. Took the president out. And you think your little crackheaded ass is gonna step to me? Nah, bitch. Seriously, do your fucking homework on me before you come at me. And I already know you're there because of me. Every person that's come there lately has been because of me. Well, let's text him. The famous person's here. Well, I already know that you aliens and robots really don't give a fuck about celebrities. It's not even about being a celebrity. It's literally about kindness. And you too will show it. Or get the fuck out of our country. Get the fuck off our planet. Get it, got it, good. Anyways, we have donation blood drives. Like I said, I don't know what exactly they need or how much they need. But you're not gonna come here and take us out. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're just asking so they can ask for a donation. But be blunt, be straightforward. Listen, I'm an alien and we need blood transfusions. And we hear that you may have the type of blood that we need. Can we please get a donation? Shit, I'd probably willingly give it. But then again, you gotta think about sickle cell anemia and AIDS. No, I'm just kidding. I don't see, I don't know if they're knowledgeable on all that shit, but she was obviously trying to make and sell videos. Even as an alien, I was trying to explain to her, listen, that content will be sold to the black market. And as an alien female, people really probably are wondering what it's like to fuck an alien. So your shit's gonna be fucking probably even higher price than mine. I mean, sexy body and shit. I mean, alien. I mean, I don't have any thought or urge to wanna get up in some alien cooch, but I mean, if they make it look like it's human, I'm not, I don't know. I mean, and you did. So I don't know. Like, what we were taught aliens were like from outer space. And probing our bodies, and like, but we were, I guess we were supposedly doing that to them too. I don't know. They, as the article I just read, they were literally starting the process 50 years ago. And our ancestors were trying to tell us, but none of us wanted to believe that the windmills weren't actually for power. It was to grind up fucking human bodies. Hence why you see windmill fields in like all the fucking murder movies. Like, I don't know. What stays in Vegas? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? What? I mean, a lot of people say, I want to go out there. I know that Mike and Kristen actually went out to a windmill field to see if it was legit. Well, first of all, let me warn you, the security out there is fucking high. Electric fences like you wouldn't believe. And if you get past their security, and I know this because I worked for a pilot car driving company that was having me haul the blades for said windmills, which I didn't know at the time. Yeah, go fuck yourself, assholes. Oh, she's part of the murdering. She's out here hauling blades. Bitch, I was hoping one of those blades would flip with you in the truck. The day you had a newbie on there. I didn't fucking phone in on the walkie-talkie that that fucking blade was about to flip because I wanted to laugh. Dipshit. Anyways, that is in fact what they are used for. I don't know how I figured that one out. I had actually questioned it from, I don't know, maybe the age of 15. How does a windmill actually give power? It didn't make any sense because we would lose electricity in windstorms. But that wind would cause the windmill to go around really, really fucking fast, but we weren't getting our energy turned back on through that storm. So I was like, eh, red light, they lying. So as I got older, I thought, damn, that looks like a huge fucking meat grinder. An actual meat grinder. Sure shit, it was. Crazy as hell. Crazy as hell. And I remember driving through Des Moines where that windmill field is. And it's literally probably like, I don't know, 3 to 5 miles. When you drive through there at night and those things are on, man, you want to talk about an eerie fucking feeling? I guarantee you, every motherfucker that drives through there speeds through there because the dead vibes and chills. Oh my God. That would power a fucking electric home, or if you need electricity, the energy coming off that field will power your house. How's that? It ain't the fucking windmill itself. Scary as hell. And, you know, a lot of people, wasn't it scary? Yeah, they might be dead. Those people were killed and ground up. Those are lost souls, hurt souls. Like, so many stories behind those windmills. It's nuts. Like, I'm even thinking about going out there to Des Moines where that big-ass windmill field is and holding an event in honor of these victims, because that is truly the real cemeteries. Like, we all joke about driving past the cemetery. Everybody's dying to get in there. No, they're not. Everybody's dying to get into the windmill fields. And they aren't dying. They're being killed. Anyways, like I said, eventful day. Feel much better that I did get a smoke. And it's really been the one thing that's helped keep me calm and collected and focused. And I have this passion for continuing to learn. And I'd say it, but when I, you know, come down off that stuff, huge depression, sad. It is what it is. They did this to me. And I feel better when I do it. Everybody's saying, I'm constantly telling people all the time, we had a girl in here drunk tonight. She's ashamed. Don't be. God created alcohol so we could just shut our brains down sometimes. Get so fucking drunk that our brains just shut down. Just stay at home and do it and be safe about it. But God, that's why God created wine and alcohol. Because he was just like, man, this is a tough fucking world and I have to help these people to just shut down sometimes. So when you see that drunk motherfucker, laugh with them, walk with them, hold them up, and tell them not to be ashamed when they wake up in the morning, even though they're not going to remember it. It's life. Enjoy it. Don't be ashamed of it, unless it's criminalistic. But Mike Harbor seems like a pretty good guy. Proclaims he's looking for his one and only. Kind of hinting at me. You know, I know I'm on my journey still. If I want to do what I'm going to do, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. But don't sit there and try to play the role of, well, I know about your past. And, well, I know if you kind of already have a future. Like, I've never heard that from anybody. My ace in my place. So, get out of my face. He seems like a cool guy. But, you know, I also don't know if I'm being played. Is he part of the team? Maybe. He does seem to keep me protected while I'm there. Doesn't, you know, want me to leave. Enjoys hanging out with me, enjoying the conversation. But he's also still that very, I'm the man, what I say kind of goes. And you can have your beliefs, but you gotta sometimes be quiet and take a lot of it in. Because some of the shit you're saying don't make sense. Like, girls who twerk, that's a booty dance. How are you gonna tell me that's not a booty dance? Is it an art? Yeah, sure, because not every girl can do that with her ass. I can't. So, it's just silly debates. And some people get pissed that you're not believing what they want or what they're believing. They will get louder until you either be quiet and agree with them, which is what you kind of have to do with some people. A lot of people, like I said, it's seeing is believing. And they will see it here pretty soon. And that's why I'll be able to go back to Mike and be like, haha. You know, but, and you know, I'm not trying to say that my way is the only way. Definitely, everybody should have their own beliefs. Higher powers, beliefs in God, whatnot. But people have been led by the word of man and Bibles and being wrote as rules for what they wanted or what their city or culture wanted. Well, we are not here to be followers. We are here to be leaders for others, not just one man. No one person should have that much power. They just shouldn't. Because when you give them that much power, this is what happens. What has happened in our world is what happens. We watched that man stand up behind a podium, and I'm referring to Trump, who I got bumped, sit there and basically shut people down with a hand, saying, that's fake news, that's fake news, when he knew all of it was a lie. And his supporters go, like retards. They knew damn good and well that it wasn't fake news either. But because he was benefiting them with giving them children to fuck, he became a god in their eyes. He gave them an outlet to not get killed once they were in prison for being a pedo. But you hear all around them, oh, you go in a pedo, you hurt a kid, they will kill you in there. Yeah, no. Do you know how many pedos are in jail right now and not much is happening to them? Quite a few. If half of our nation basically voted for Trump because they knew he would give them pedo privileges, it had to be more than half our country for him to even be voted in. So half of our country are sick, twisted rapists of children. But then again, I did say not all of our votes matter. So what group voted him in was the pedophile bunker vote on lock? Not everybody that voted for him, I'm not going to say that, are pedophile punks. Some really didn't know. But I can guarantee you that probably every motherfucker that attacked that White House, pedo. Because ain't nobody going to go and attack a building. A building that's defenseless. For nothing. They ain't going to do it for Donald Trump. They were mad about losing something that they would never get back. And that was privileges to rape children. Man, I don't normally watch the news, but that was the best episode of news I ever did see. It was great to see something white get attacked. Although the White House itself, I'm sorry. It was great to see something white get attacked. So, I mean, thank you for that comedic laugh. You know, but had that White House been black, you know, everybody would have. Wait a minute. You know, that's even brings me. I totally lost my train of thought there. Why is the White House white? Because they always thought white man would be in power. So here's a suggestion. I'm gonna leave it to the public. Let's paint it black. Why not? Or even, I don't know, pink. You know, or a rainbow for everybody. I don't know. Let's just change the color of it. Because it's not about white people in power anymore. Yes, white people can be authority figures. But if they're respectable authority figures. But anyways, that was the best news I had ever seen, was the White House getting attacked because they lost their pedo privileges. It was the greatest day ever. Like, it was the best stand-up comedy show I had ever witnessed. It was great. I called them the Angry Turds. Angry Turds. Like, they weren't even going after anybody. Like, you could tell they were a bunch of fucking pedos that weren't getting their way. Because that was like 8 5-year-olds throwing a tantrum because they didn't get what they wanted. Sorry about your bad luck. And to the idiot that wants to yell at me from their cars or drive through here, I ain't scared. I'm not scared. You're better off going and buying the little child doll and leaving me the fuck alone. Because I don't even glance in your direction. I don't give you the time of day. I know who you are and I know why you're there. You know I didn't vote for fucking Biden, bitches. I voted for the victims. So before you want to fucking hang halfway out of a fucking car while it's driving and start yelling shit at me, be careful, karma's a bitch. You might fall out. Just saying. Anyways, guys. Everything is slowly coming out. I want to say slowly. It's actually coming out pretty quickly. My team is fucking amazing, scary, emotional. I hate change. Can work here. The world is changing, and none of us even knew it. Aliens are here. Robots are here. Clones are here. Clowns are here. Actually, we're getting rid of the clown, but we can live forever, y'all. Literally. So, one more thing before I cut this off. Unfortunately, Eric lost his uncle, or that's from being told. His uncle was a really bad drug addict, also fighting cancer. God rest his soul. And I was witnessing text messages between him and his family, and they were all really worried about the DNR band, do not resuscitate band. Well, if he's not capable of being able to say he wants to be resuscitated, then the next of kin says whether they want him to be or not. Well, there's obviously some family tensions, and some of them don't care if he gets resuscitated, and I don't think any of them really cared. But DNR is not to keep you breathing. Nobody's going to pay thousands of dollars to keep you on a breathing machine knowing that you're probably not going to wake up. Nobody in their right mind would ever do that. You are not kept on a breathing machine and having people pay thousands of dollars. That's not what it means. If you say, DNR, do not resuscitate me, then yes, they let you pass, they bury you, and you go to heaven. Okay? If you do want to be resuscitated means to come back as a robot. That is what DNR means. You had to consent to that. And I'm sure only very few people knew of it. Mike, he did want to be resuscitated. I'm pretty sure, and I cannot swear on it, I do not believe they will bring him back based on the criminal activity that has gone on within that family. I believe there's several robots. And maybe if programmers or whatever built better ones, he might come back. I don't know. I didn't know Mike personally, Uncle Mike personally, but he was an addict like me. So I understood him on some level, I guess. But, and he was looked down on in the family simply because of his addiction. But that drug was so fucking good. He wanted to come back and keep smoking. So, before judging us, people want to live forever to do that drug. Because he didn't have anything else going for himself. He didn't have a job. He didn't have a home. So, what else are you living for? He wasn't even married. So, mesmerized for life. It's great. Sex is the bomb. Life is the bomb. You become smart. Some clean their house real fucking spotless. I mean, I'm not encouraging it, but I'm just kidding. I am. No, I'm just kidding. Do you. I'm going to end it with that. Do you, as long as it's not criminalistic and hurting children or others. Be kind, unwind, rewind, help others to rewind. Find that fucking fine line and walk it. You fall, who cares? Get back up. Do you, boo? With all that being said, you guys, I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Take care and have an amazing evening and a great day tomorrow. Who knows? I might be in front of news cameras tomorrow. Take care, y'all.